This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid in northwest Syria Thursday targeted the leader of Islamic State. Mr. Biden thanked the armed forces for their skill and bravery as the U.S. took out ISIS leader Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi, the leader of ISIS.
Our team is still compiling the report, but we do know that as our troops approach to capture the terrorist in a final act of desperate cowardice, he, with no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
The president said al-Qureshi took over as leader of ISIS in 2019 after the United States counterterrorism operation killed former leader al-Baghdadi. Mr. Biden said all Americans returned safely from the operation. French President Emmanuel Macron's office said in a statement Thursday that he and Polish President Andrzej Duda had discussed the possibility of a three-way meeting between Poland, Germany, and France in Berlin in coming days to discuss the situation in Ukraine. He also said Duda offered support to Macron's efforts to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine. Russia has built up around 100,000 troops near Ukraine while denying it plans to invade. Russia's defense minister reviewed live fire exercises in western Belarus Thursday, part of a surge of military activity close to Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Russia is expected to have 30,000 troops as well as fighter jets and missile systems for the joint exercises that run until February 20th. This is its biggest deployment to Belarus since the Cold War ended. This is VOA News. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas Thursday to disperse thousands of demonstrators demanding justice for 79 people killed following last year's military coup, an AFP correspondent said. The protests were underway in the capital's North Khartoum district as other demonstrators set up barricades in the center of the capital or headed to the home of a protester killed Sunday. Hundreds of Tibetan activists marched on the International Olympic Committee Thursday, a day before Beijing 2022 opens, accusing the Swiss-based organization of complicity in atrocities committed against ethnic minorities in China. They were presenting to IOC security staff a petition signed by the presidents of 10 Tibetan communities in Europe. Hours earlier, Chinese President Xi Jinping said that the Beijing Olympics will be streamlined, safe, and splendid, even as IOC President Thomas Bach decried boycott ghosts, quote, rearing their ugly heads again, end quote, over human rights concerns. The United States, Britain, and some other allied countries have staged a diplomatic boycott of the Games over those concerns. European Union interior ministers were debating ways to beef up the 27 nation bloc's borders Thursday, including by erecting walls or fences, and examined yet again how to kickstart desperately needed reforms to the EU's malfunctioning asylum system. The EU has been mired in a deep political crisis since well over 1 million people, many of them refugees fleeing war in Syria, began entering in 2015. Greece was overwhelmed by migrants landing on its islands on rafts and dinghies from Turkey. New reform proposals have failed to overcome the fundamental problem: who should take responsibility and what kind of help other countries should provide. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday it was crazy to have checks on goods coming from Britain heading only to Northern Ireland after Belfast ordered an immediate halt on checks on agri-foods, earning a rebuke from Brussels. Johnson said that, quote, practical common sense is what's needed, end quote, to resolve issues with the European Union over the Northern Ireland Protocol. UK energy regulator Ofgem announced Thursday the price cap on how much suppliers can charge consumers will rise by 54% due to soaring wholesale gas prices, sending bills spiraling. The regulator announced the energy price cap for those not on a fixed deal with their supplier will rise in England, Wales, and Scotland starting in April. Northern Ireland has a separate regulator and has also announced sharp hikes in average household gas bills. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.